Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
Sorry about that. I'm in Carolina right now, and well, the drive is nice, but sometimes the coverage is not.
I know, I was like, who is this?
Yeah. Well, I got a couple different numbers, so it's my fault. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I should have waited until I got to a better spot, but now that I have you, how's everything going?
It's doing. I had sent you an email because I talked to my lawyer. Friday when I sign the real estate affidavit, he said I should have the deed within about a week after that.
Yeah, I did get that, so I appreciate
Okay.
you communicating that with me. It really makes it helpful.
Stop sign. Turn right.
Sorry, that's my GPS. I was wondering, because I'm gonna be headed back. I have I'm buying a couple houses, just south of us, and one's in Carolina, and then the other one's in Suffolk. But I was thinking that I could maybe, if you're available, and it's not have to or anything, but would you maybe be able to meet me over there so I can just get some pictures for my contractor?
Today, let me
I mean,
see,
hey,
because
it's not a have to. We can do it
I was gonna
on
say I don't
Monday.
have my key yet. I'm waiting on my cousin to bring me that.
Okay. Then let's just, we can postpone. We can wait if that works. I don't want you to stress. It's not a big deal. I just, since I was going to be kind of in the surrounding area, that would be fine, but it's no big deal.
I know, I wish I had a lockbox out there.
And that's, yeah. Well.
Or somewhere safe to hide the key.
Well, I do. I'm not sure how, if you read the paperwork in its entirety, but every property I buy, I always put a lockbox on it because I always have contractors and partners just coming in and out. So, yeah. So when you do get a key, if you could make two, that'd be great. Because I can't remember our close date is, I want to say it was the 2nd. Of
Yeah, and I'm hoping to close before then. I'm starting
yeah, I'm
to
realistically
get
I'm yeah I'd like to close next week, but or yesterday,
I
but that's fine. So would you mind doing that just so I can have my so that way you don't have to go in and out? Would that
Oh
be all
yeah.
right? Okay, cool.
Yeah, definitely. Because I know, because I'm gonna be honest. I've seen pictures of the inside because I just haven't had, it's been difficult for me to go over there.
Sure.
So I have not been over there yet, but I've seen videos and pictures because my cousin helped clean out the food and stuff like that. And from what I know is there's not a lot of valuable stuff in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just a matter of me getting over there and just picking out if I want to keep anything to remember
Sure.
him.
Yeah.
Other than that, other thing, everything else is going to be just kind of thrown out.
Okay. And you don't have to, like I said, I don't know if I communicated with you.
Yeah, that
But
y'all would help with that.
yeah, I just wanted to resurface that so that way you don't really have to worry about anything. But relatively, the condition is relative to the pictures, I would imagine, online, right?
That was a staged house.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know the front.
It
Oh,
looks
I
like
know it was
a
staged.
empty bachelor pad. It
Okay.
from the pictures I saw, it's kind of sad, honestly.
Yeah.
But it's not like super dirty. I wish it looked like that, but there's no holes in the walls. There's none of
Yeah.
that. My cousin said it just needs
Just
a good
some lipstick.
painting. Yeah, it needs, a good maybe deep clean, and stuff.
Okay.
So he's just got like random things. But I know like two of the bedrooms are just completely empty. He never had roommates or anything. So it's just a bed, couch, recliner, some TVs, and clothes.
Okay. Well, that worked. Don't worry about it then. Let's just, because I don't, nothing fast is worth the headache, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've
So.
been waiting for her to call me back. I guess she's at work because she has the key. And then I do have a copy. There's a neighbor. I don't have her number. My cousin set it up because I've been having people watch the house.
Yeah.
Because there was a guy that came over there and took my dad's tiller out of his yard or something. I don't know. He said it was his.
That son of
I was
a
like,
gun.
okay. I don't know
Yeah.
why my dad has a tiller in Hopewell, but.
Sure. Okay. Well, let's just plan to have a conversation on Monday to when we can, get that sorted out. That way it's, you don't have to worry about it and you can get the stuff. And I don't, if we're going too fast, just let me know.
No, y'all are fine.
I know it's a sensitive subject. I'm not sure. I lost my mother 4 years ago.
Yeah, I lost my mom 10, so,
Wow.
and then my dad, so it's like okay. And it was sudden, so he had a heart attack. So it
Yeah,
was and that was on the 6th.
wow.
So I was like, dang, but I know I can't I can't prolong the house because it's just going to get more, because I'm more worried about the taxes. I know it would take a long time for them to put a lien because he was current on his payments, but it's just like if I lost that house, that would be horrible.
Yeah. And I'm not sure y'all's relationship, but I'm sure he would, want it to go to, the way that you're doing it. So, I
Oh yeah, he
appreciate.
told me to sell it immediately because my brother was supposed to live there when he got out of prison.
Sure.
So I'm going to be splitting it with him and setting him up a nice bank account so when he gets out of prison, he doesn't have to worry.
Okay. Well, if there's anything on that side of things, like I said, we are taking care of closing costs. If you need to, I would advise you to, just if you have it handled, no problem. But the attorney is there, so that way he can, help you out with anything. If just on some type of escrow account. Honestly, if you're gonna just hold them, do you just plan on holding it till he gets out?
Yeah, I'm gonna set him up a savings account and everything. I opened up a joint account for me and him for when we do put the money in there and all that.
Okay.
And then
I
I have a trust fund. I was thinking about putting in there, but I was like, I'm not sure because my dad has so I had a trust fund that I'm in charge of.
Sure.
So, but I
Okay.
can't access for 14 months
Sure.
because it's a medical type of trust fund because from his
Yeah.
accident.
Terms of
So I was
withdrawal.
just going to probably put that in there with it to earn the high interest.
Okay. I would
And then I can't
say,
touch it, so that comes
yeah.
in handy.
Well, I'm a firm believer in being able to access your money while
Well, that's
earning.
his money.
Yeah.
My money is
Well,
going to go into my savings
sure.
account so I can
Sure.
access that.
And if you, I deal with these situations all the time. I just bought a house in Richmond, similar situation. We have someone, a finance specialist, that I'd be more than happy if you wanted to talk with him, just to, earn some money while it sits.
Yeah, I think
But
to
if,
my calculations because I'm gonna buy a car,
yeah.
so that's gonna take. I'm buying a brand new car off the lot. I'm tired of dealing with
Okay.
putting money into cars.
There you go.
I was like, that's the main thing we need in life right now is just a car, and then I'll put the rest away. Probably like 20,000 in savings.
Sure.
Probably move, get out of these apartments,
Yeah.
rent me a
Well,
little house.
there you go. Well, I'm interested in anything that you have, housing wise. We buy a lot of land and houses, so I can. How about this? I'll have my guy reach out to you, and if you guys want to work together, great. And if you don't, no problem.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I looked at buying houses, but I was like, this ain't not the market for me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh
Yeah.
my gosh.
Yeah.
The
Okay.
house is for like 250,000 and the bathroom towel is still pink from the
Exactly.
70s. I'm like, that's insane to me. I'll just
Yeah.
wait. And plus, I don't want to
Yeah.
live in Colonial Heights. So I told my kids we'd probably buy a house after they're done with school and stuff so I can go out to the country.
Okay. Well, when we get through with this transaction, would you want us or would it make sense for us to be able to help you find the new one?
Oh, no, y'all don't have to do all that. I'll probably rent from a friend. I know a lot
Okay.
of private owner people, family that
Okay.
rent out little houses, so they
Okay.
said they would help me out with that.
All
I'm
right.
ready to get out this apartment.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, we'll try to get it closed as soon as, you know, paper, you know, can go through its, you know. So we're
ready.
Yeah,
I know, because I was so scared about going through probate, because they kept on like, well, you might have to go through probate. And then I explained to them, like, I shouldn't have to go through probate. And then I got my lawyer, and he's like, no, you're not going through probate. This is what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was
good.
Really happy with that.
Good.
Well, but, yeah, she said, I just come sign it on Friday, the real estate affidavit. And then he said he'll be visiting my brother, and I should have the deed within a week.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we will talk Monday and just see about the key and see where we can go.
Yeah, I'm going to bug her about that today because I do need it.
Okay, good. Well, I appreciate it. And I'm walking into appointment right now, so thank you for communicating that with me. And we'll be in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your weekend.
And I'll save this number, too, just in case.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I'm usually like, I don't know if I should answer this.
Yeah, that's how I am. Thanks, Stacey.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
You too.